Okay, so first of all, a big shkoyach to Josh Joseph for sponsoring this morning. Leilu Nishmas, Rav Moshe ben Rav Yeshua, the Shem Shon Aliyah, Bez Hashem, and from there, all Shem Baruch Batzlocha should come to him, his Mishpacha, the Okila, the Soich Chval Yisrael. Okay, so last week, as I mentioned, it'll be a little bit short. I have no choice, but I have to keep it short. So last week we spoke about the Inyan. We entered into the first Shaifet, the sugya of the first Shaifet of Sefer Shaiftim, who was Asniel ben Kenaz, who saves the Jewish people from what's his name, Rishatayim, something Rishatayim. Love him. That's what we saw last week. Chushim Rishatayim. He was the enemy. That's what we spoke about last week. Is that that Chazal say that Chushim Rishatayim was love, none other than Lovin, and Asniel ben Kenaz is the one that breaks through that klipa. And so we saw last week that the way Rashi brings down from Chazal, the way he broke through that klipa was by learning Torah and using Torah as a way of being Melitz Yosher for Klal Yisrael to say good things about Yidden. And so we sort of use that as a larger stepping stone to talk about the Indian of Torah Lishma. And by the Baal Shem Tov and so on, Torah Lishma means to learn Torah for the sake of the Shechina. The Shechina has many different expressions, and one of the expressions that the Shechina has is Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is the Shechina HaKdoisha. And so learning Torah for the sake of the Shechina also can be translated as learning Torah for the sake of Klal Yisrael. In other words, to help Klal Yisrael out, to bring Shefa to Yidden, to Melitz Yosher for Yidden, to prove that Yidden are worthy of Torah and so on and so forth. That's the Sfarim bring down. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about this on Shabbos also, the Teichach, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Teichacha to Klal Yisrael and Sefer Dvarim, he did it through Torah. He didn't just stam say Shmuz, he said it in Torah. It was like, and that because Torah automatically, whenever it's in Torah, it means it's for the purposes of helping Klal Yisrael. That's what Torah is. And we mentioned that there are situations where tzaddikim, we pull Yeshua's dafka by saying Vertlach in order to sort of bring that tikkun that person needed, which is a tikkun for neshamas, means a tikkun for the Shechina HaKdoshah. That's what we spoke about. That's the general picture of what Torah Lishma means. And maybe, again, we'll see how much time we spend on this, but once you have that sort of algorithm, that model, that Torah Lishma means for the sake of the Shechina, being Masak in the Shechina. So now it's just a matter of learning the Svarim and seeing all the different synonyms for the Shechina, and then just you plug that in. That's what it means to learn Torah Lishma. And there's many things that could be explained with that. But for this morning, so I figured maybe we'll just as a small little nakuda, we'll learn something in the halachas of Talmud Torah, and we'll see that maybe we could explain it based on this idea of what Torah Lishma means. If the ideal of Torah is Torah Lishma, certainly, and Torah Lishma means learning Torah for the sake of the Shechina, and showing how the Shechina is, even though the Shechina usually is a quality that's usually on the bottom. That's why the Shechina, Hashem's presence in the world, Hashem's Malchus in the world, is in ruins. The Jewish people are, dominated by the Goyim and v'chulu, in the spheres. In that type of language and articulation, so Shechina is associated with Malchus. Malchus is the last of the spheres, last of the Midas. So it's associated with the Nekeva, less the Mergum Maklum. She has nothing of her own. Shechina is always associated with that which is weak, that which is deficient, relative to the higher Midas or the higher expressions of Hashem's presence. So the Shechina always means that which is the bottom. In Avodas Hashem, the Shechina means mitzvahs ma'isis, it means physical mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara says, the Rambam says, that Godel Talmud, shemeiv l'idei ma'isa. So Mepharshim always ask, the Gemara says, what's greater, Torah or mitzvahs? So Gemara says, Torah is greater because it brings to mitzvahs. So that means mitzvahs are greater. So, but however you deal with that, but that quality of Torah bringing to mitzvahs, the deeper meaning of that is that mitzvahs are reflective of also the Shechina. It's physical, it's earthly, it's very tangible, it doesn't seem so spiritual, it's more spiritual to meditate than listening to the sound of a shofar, you know what I'm saying? So mitzvahs ma'asis are very earthly, very tangible, they're very lamata me'asar tfachim, they're very Shechinadik. And so, huh? you have to put an effort, but the natural process is Torah leading to mitzvahs. But the deeper meaning of it is that what Torah does is that since Torah, the root of Torah is learning Torah l'shma, means for the sake of the Shechina, the deeper meaning of that is that when a person's learning Torah properly, it reveals the deeper truth that the entire purpose of creation was for the Shechina. This is the ultimate shift that Torah l'shma does, which is to reveal and to show how instead of the Shechina and all of its synonyms being the bottom, the opposite, Shechinas Uzay, but Gavim Roimim, that the root of the Shechina is in fact higher than anything else. That's what we spoke about this Friday night in the Sheet of the Rambam, that the big day Shabbos of a Talmud Chacham, we mentioned this Friday night, that according to Halacha, the Rambam Paskins, that there's such a thing that's called big day Talmud Chacham. And the begadim of Talmud Chacham are the quality, what defines those begadim is that it's bakavdik, it's obviously put together, but it's humble. Like that's the nekuda that defines something as a begad of a Talmud Chacham. So we saw the Rambam said that if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have any big day Shabbos to wear, and all his options are is to wear his weekday clothing, but to wear them long, which is usually more of a gasas haruach and a balgaivadik away, if the Talmud Chacham has no other option because that's the only option he has on Shabbos, then that becomes big day Talmud Chacham. So on Shabbos, when he has no other option, then clothing that are gaivadik becomes the beged of a Talmud Chacham. So he asked the question on Friday night. We need the beged of a Talmud Chacham, the cheftz of a beged of a Talmud Chacham means that which is humble. So I understand he has no choice because there's a lach of covered Shabbos to wear big day Shabbos. But how does that become the beged of a Talmud Chacham? The gedr of a beged of a Talmud Chacham means beged that's humble. The answer is the secret of a Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham is merkava for the Shechina. Presumably he's learned Torah L'shma. That's the assumption. So if he's learned Torah L'shma, means that he's a merkava for the Shechina. What is the Shechina? So during the 6 days of the week, the secret of the Shechina is dalus, emptiness, impoverishedness, the bottom. And that's what the Talmud Chacham feels. But the secret of Shabbos is what? Is Lucha Doidi Likras Kala, Mikdash Melech Melucha, Kumi Si Mitoich HaFecha. The secret of Shabbos is the Shechina is being shown to be the highest of all things. So therefore that reflects itself in halacha, that on Shabbos, when the Talmud Chacham has no other option, so he feels so uncomfortable wearing these long clothing. So in his heart, he still feels that humility. So he's still in Merkava for the Shechina, but now he's able to express the Shabbos-dik expression of the Shechina, which is that the Shechina is the highest thing in the world. Hashem Melech Geus Lovesh. The Rabbanu Shalom, the Malchus of Hashem, which is the Shechina, wears clothing of Gaiva. Mefarshim ask, why do we say that kapitel on Shabbos? That's the Shir Shel Yom Friday, right? Why do we say it's on Shabbos? We always Mizbeh Shel Yom Shabbos, and we go to Hashem Melech Geus Lovesh. Why? Hashem Melech Geus Lovesh is Friday's kapitel. What are you doing on Shabbos? The answer is because that pasuk Hashem Melech Geus Lovesh is the secret of Shabbos. Bamis, it's the secret that the Malchus, which is usually during the 6 days of the week, fallen and low and the princess that needs, you know, the damsel in distress that needs the knight in shining armor to rescue her. Come Shabbos, it's revealed that the whole thing was a spiel, and really she's the one in charge. And Shechinas Uzu Begavim Raimim, and Hashem Melech Geus Lovish. And so the Talmud Chacham on Shabbos, when he has no other choice, the beged of a Talmud Chacham is the beged of Gaiva. That becomes the secret of Shabbos. So when we learn Torah L'shma, it's revealing this truth that the Shechina is the highest thing in the world. So that's what Torah L'shma is about. So let's show an example of that in Halachas Talmud Torah. Yeah. Huh? Because he has to hold on to the nekuda of the Shechina. The nekuda of the Shechina is still that feeling of emptiness. It's just the chiddush is the emptiness itself is the source of shefa. The emptiness is the highest thing in the world. So if he's doing yilichatchila, then he feels too comfortable with the gaiva, and then it's not the Shechina anymore. But when it's because he has no choice, it means he still feels uncomfortable. Then the gaiva is only levush. That's what we spoke about the Shaila, that the Friday night wasn't recorded, so I might as well, right? So the famous Maisa that he has a sack of challahs, right? Challah, whatever. And he's giving them out, and Rav Eshel Isker says nispol because the bag ran out of challah rolls a long time ago, and he's still giving them out. So he asked the question, why does Hashem have to make it that he had to run out of challah rolls and then the nace kicks in? Why can't he just have 100 chalaros in the sack and it just never goes down to 99? Why did it have to go down to 0 or to 1 and then it continues on? So you can say, because Hashem isn't going to do an ace until it's necessary. But the oimik is that the reason why there's an unlimited amount of chalaros is because it went down to nothing. That's the side of the Shekhinah, which is that the Shekhinah is the high. When the Shekhinah is converted and shown to be the highest thing in the universe, it means that that nekud of emptiness, that nekud of dalos, that nekud of nothingness, the empty sack is the source of Shefa. It's not the pshat that the chalaros come despite the fact that it's empty, still the Shefa came. No, that's how the Shefa comes. Because that's the Shefa that's emanating from the Shekhinah when the bottom becomes the top. So what's pshat when the Svarim say that the Shekhinah is revealed to be the highest thing in the universe? So it becomes the male. It's not the pshat that the female becomes the male. That's what the world is confused by right now. When Mashiach comes, the Shekhinah is going to be shown to be the top. The top means masculine, the bottom is feminine. So when we talk about the feminine being on the top, so that means that we're confused. So that means the feminine is the male, and the male is the feminine. No, the feminine is still the feminine. The Shekhinah is still empty. But it's that emptiness that becomes the source of Shefa, you understand? Because that emptiness becomes the space in which God's essence is found. This is a Yisrael Chassidus, we mentioned this many, many times, is that the essence, which is the root of all Shefa, Bamas, the root of all Shefa is Atzmius, is the essence of God. Essence is never discernible. You can never... It's always hidden. Whenever you have a space that seems empty, that is the perfect environment for essence. So the Shekhinah is empty. The Shekhinah remains empty even when she ascends to the top. But that emptiness, when it's on top, kiviyochel, is revealed to be the space in which the essence of the Elikus is found. And because of that, that becomes the source of all Shefa. And the tangible Shefa, which the masculine has, is emanating from the essence of godliness, which is found in the empty space of the Nekeva. This is the site of the Shekhinah.
So there's always
bittul,
even when it...
100%. Tzadikim ain la menucha. They don't have any menucha in the next world either. That lack of menucha comes from the emptiness that they feel. What do you mean? Chazal say, tzadikim yoishu vet resein bereshein, v'nenem mezev ha-shekhinah, and tzadikim ain la menucha. It's because that nenem mezev ha-shekhinah, that description of Chazal is using the word Shekhinah as the source of the light. Nenem ziv hashchina. What do you mean ziv hashchina? The Shekhinah is the ziv. Adrab, the Shekhinah is the bottom. That's describing the Shekhinah as the source of the Shef. The answer is that's the secret. The reason why they can be nenem ziv hashchina is because those tzaddikim that are the makover for the Shekhinah ain la menucha. So that empty sack is the source of the Shef. Not despite its emptiness, because of its emptiness. Because the Talmud Chacham doesn't want to wear long clothing, but he has no choice but to, that's why it becomes the Beged of a Talmud Chacham on Shabbos. Because it becomes the expression of a Shabbos Dika Shekhinah. This is Tar Lashma. This is Tar Lashma, where the person, this is why I always say that from the Kamarna, the simon of Tar Lashma and of real connection to Elikos is like once you've learned the sugya, once you've accomplished something, you feel even dumber than before, right? You feel like you know even less, right? You feel even farther. And even after you could conquer a lot of territory in Torah, you still feel like an amaretz. Not because there's more to know. Even in what you know, you feel like an amaretz. And not only because there's more layers in what you learned that you have. Like even in what you know, I know it doesn't make any sense, but even in what you know, you feel like you're an amaretz. That's Tar Lashma. Okay. Anyway, enough of introduction. I have to leave in 10 minutes. Okay. So let's learn a little bit. Okay, one prat in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So let's look at the Mar Machon is a Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah in Perak Yud Beis Halacha Hey. So this is the Rambam is talking about Kriyas HaTorah, right? So we know that there's a mitzvah, there's a halacha of saying Birchas HaTorah every day. So before you learn, you have to make a bracha. That's Birchas HaTorah. But Chazal instituted, not only is there Birchas HaTorah as an individual, when you wake up in the morning and so on before you learn, but there's also a communal Birchas HaTorah, which is the brachas before laning, right? Everyone that gets an aliyah, that's a Birchas HaTorah. So listen to Rambam says, Kol echad ve'echad me'akarim, each one of the people that read, everyone that gets the aliyah, Pesach Sefer Torah, you open the Sefer Torah, U'ma'abed l'makim shukarba, you look at the place that you're about to read from, that you're about to get the aliyah from, fine, ve'achad ka'achayim, then you say, Baruch Hu Hashem, I'm a V'cholam oinim, and everyone answers Baruch Hashem Mivarech Lo'olam Vo'ed. Yeah, so far familiar. V'chayz Mivarech, and then you say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Cholam Asher Baruch Abanu Mikol Amin V'nasalanu Tarasa Baruch Ato Hashem Noisim Atayra. That's the bracha that you make. V'cholam oinim amin. Everyone says amin. V'achakach kairei, and then you lane right. Ach yashlem likras, until you finish that aliyah. V'goyla sefer, you roll it back up. U'mivarech, and then you make the second bracha at the end. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Cholam. What's the problem? No. I mean, that's the Nusach of the Rambam, okay? Sfaradim do that also. Close. The Rambam highlighted that at the end of the first bracha, everyone says Amen. Why does he not say that at the end of the second bracha? Okay. The truth is that I saw this from Rav Soloveitchik. He said this vart. The Pinimi side of the thing, you blame me for, but the Nigla. So, evidently in the Rambam, it sounds like that the answering of Amen, like usually when we think of Amen, that's whenever you hear a bracha, that's a chiv on the listener. In other words, you happen to hear a bracha, be a shahakal, mazinus, whatever it is, bracha satar, you say Amen. That's just, that has nothing to do with the person making the bracha. And he's making a shahakal. So it'd be nice for someone to answer amen to him, but the his chiv is to make a shakal. It's not part of the nusach of shakals to have an amen to it. It's a response that people have to a shakal. The Rambam is mashma when it comes to birchas atar, at least for the first bracha, it's not like that. That the answering of the amen is part of the nusach of the of birchas atar. Now the source of this is actually a pasuk in Navi in Marmokin number 2 in Sefer Ezra Nechemia. According to, it's interesting. You look in the shelves, there's a Sefer Ezra and a Sefer Nehemiah. There's no such thing. That's a Gaish. According to Chazal, all there is Sefer Ezra. The Gaim divided it up, just like Shmuel is also from the Gaim. So there's also the whole idea of there being a Sefer Nehemiah. There's a Sefer Nehemiah, but it's part of Ezra. Anyway, so just in what they call Sefer Nehemiah in Periches, Pasek Ket to Pasek Vav, there's a description over there of Ezra, of a Kriyas HaTorah done by Ezra HaSefer. And a lot of things we model our halachas of Kriyas HaTorah based on that. So listen to what it says in Pasuk. V'yiftach Ezra as a sefer. Ezra opened up the sefer Torah le'enei kol ha'am. Goes on. V'yivarech Ezra es Hashem elokim ha'gadol. Ezra made a bracha to Hashem. V'yanu kol ha'am amen v'amen. And everyone answered amen v'amen. So why does the Pasuk have to say everyone said amen? Yeah, everyone says amen. No. That's part of Kriyas HaTorah. Part of Birchas HaTorah is that it requires an amen. Now the truth is, the Rambam says this in terms of Birchas HaTorah of the Tzibur. But the truth is, even the Birchas HaTorah of an individual, the concept should also exist that the Amen is really part of the experience of Birchas HaTorah. Just we can't obligate that because Birchas HaTorah of an individual doesn't necessarily, you can't guarantee there's anyone listening to you, right? So, but Birchas HaTorah of a Tzibur, at least we can do the authentic thing, which is that Amen is part of the Inyan. But even the bracha of an individual, we do find that the Amen said as a response to Birchas HaTorah is different than the Amens that you respond to other brachas. It's actually, maybe it's not required, because Chazal didn't require it for a personal Birchas HaTorah, because we can't guarantee there's anyone around. They only required it for Birchas HaTorah of the Tzibur, because it's obviously a Tzibur to be able to respond to Amen. But if there is an individual person that responds to your personal Birchas HaTorah, it's a mila in your Birchas HaTorah. Where do you see that? So it's basically a Rashi. Take a look at Maramok number 3. It's the Gemara Brachas, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. This is the Gemara this is the Makar of that idea of there being a Birchas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Minayin leBirchas HaTorah lefeneha min HaTorah. How do I know from Midaraisa that there's an idea of Birchas HaTorah before you learn? So again, that's why if you go back to laning, the real Birchas HaTorah is the Bracha before laning. Because the makar of Birchas HaTorah that the Gemara is going to say is also the bracha before learning. Chazal instituted a secondary bracha after the laning, but that's secondary. The Iker bracha of laning, which is really modeled after the real deal Birchas HaTorah, is the bracha before laning. Again, that's why the bracha after laning is a regular bracha. So you don't have to, Amen is not part of it, so Ram doesn't have to say, everyone says Amen. Okay, you say Amen to everything. You know? But the bracha before the laning, which is, that's a real Birchas HaTorah. So then when it's a real Birchas HaTorah, Amen is a part of that. As I said, Chazal instituted Amen to be a part of it by necessity when it comes to the Birchas Torah V'Tzibur, because there is people to respond for sure. And by Birchas Torah of the individual, it's not an obligation because we can't guarantee there's anyone listening, but if there are people listening and they answer Amen, it's Taka Maila in your Birchas Torah. Where do you see that? So again, as I said, look at the Gemara Brachas. What's the Makar of Birchas Torah? It says in Rishonemar, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will call out the name of Hashem, Havu Goydel Elokeinu, and you respond with Hashem's greatness. What does that mean? So some Rishonim Tayyid, you know what it means? It means Kishem Hashem Ekra means when I learn Kishem Hashem, because the name Torah is the names of Hashem, the Ramban says in his introduction to Chumash. So Moshe says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I learn, Havu Gadol Kenu, you have to make a bracha. That's not how Rashi teaches. What does Rashi say? Rashi says over there, Kishem Hashem Ekra, what does Kishem Hashem Ekra mean? Kishabo Moshe Lef Taich B'Divrei Shira, when Moshe Rabbeinu was beginning to sing the song of Hazinu, which is Torah. Omer Lem Yisrael, what does he say to the Jewish people? Ani Avarech Tchila, I'm going to make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. V'atam Anu Achrei Amen, and you respond Amen. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call Hashem's name, Bebracha, Atem Hovu Goylel Akeinu Be'amen. So you see, it's that's the Rashi teaches the Gemara, that the din of Birchas HaTorah is. And Fakir, if anything, what do you see from the way the Gemara presents it with this pasuk? That the Iker is the Amen that's responded. The fact, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Like the Kishem Hashem Ekra is almost the throwaway. Like the main message of Moshe to the Jewish people is, say Amen. So not only is the Amen, part of Birchas HaTorah, it seems to be the Iker of Birchas HaTorah. Like the Iker of Birchas HaTorah is the Amen, just how do you get, an Amen can't be out of nowhere, so you have to make a bracha in order to legitimize an Amen. That's what Rashi's teaching. Kishem Hashem Ekra means Birchas HaTorah, Havu Galakeinu is Amen. And that's the definition of Birchas HaTorah. More than this, in Halacha, you find this also. Take a look at Mar Magen number 4. It's the Magen Avram in Siman Samach Vav. The Shulchan Aruch over there is talking about the different things that, let's say in the middle of Kriyishma, the things that, let's say, the Tzibur is doing that you have to respond to. Are you things that you have to interrupt, not interrupt? So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'mashal, in the middle of Kriyishma, the Tzibur is up to Kedusha. So you have to respond Kedusha, right? Yehesh Mirabah, you have to respond. So different things like that. So the Ramah says that also you have to respond Amen to Hakel HaKadosh, because that's like the completion of the first Gimel, the first three brachas. It's a chashuv thing. You have to also say Amen to Shema Tefillah, to Shema Kaleinu, which is the end of like the middle section. It's also a chashuv zach. Says the Magen Avraham Chiddush. The Magen Avraham says Val Birchas HaTorah. Let's say you're in Mil Kriyishma and they're laning. Right, so they have Birchas HaTorah. So says Magen Avraham, Oina Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Vod. You respond Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Vod, Baruch Hu. That the Shulchan Aruch says to do. V'gam Amen. Says Magen Avraham, but also Amen. When the guy that gets the Aliyah makes the bracha, Asher Baruch Amen V'kol Amen. In your little Kriyishma, you have to say Amen to that. Says the Prima Gadim, Maramach number 5, the Prima Gadim, V'ene Yedei Olama Yana Amen Yosem Mishar Amenim. This Amen is better than any other Amens. I understand. The two Amens that the Ramah says that's based on Chazal, those two Amens are very special. The end of the complete the first three brachas, complete the middle section of Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not going into why not the bracha at the end to complete the last three. It's not for now. But fine, I understand. But the Magen Avraham on his own, that the Amen to Birchas HaTorah, to the laning, is a chash of a thing. Why? That Ad Kedei Kach that you're masik in Kriyishma. Well, the answer is, that's a din in Birchas HaTorah. Again, that's a din in Birchas HaTorah. The Birchas HaTorah, it's not stam in Amen to a bracha. That's the chelik in the Birchas HaTorah. The guy's getting an aliyah. The aliyah is, Asher Bracha Banu, V'anu Ha'am Amen. That's the Birchas HaTorah. If you don't say Amen, then it's a chesaron in the Kriyas HaTorah process. Ad Kedei Kach, says the Magen Avraham, you have to even the middle of Kriyishma. Okay, so that's the Amen. Why is Amen such a unbelievable zach? I'm already late. Okay, so take a look at Maramoka number 6. In the Kavanis of Amen, so it's a whole, we don't have time, but just one line that comes out in the Siddur HaShash in the Kavanis of Amen. Usually, when we talk about names of Hashem that correspond to Kutchabrichu Shchinte, to the side of Hashem that's Kaviyachal masculine, and the side of Hashem which is Kaviyachal feminine, the Kutchabrichu Ushchinte. So the names of Hashem that correspond to that is, but there, Yudke Vavke and Adnai. Havai Adnai. Havai would be the masculine, Adnai would be the feminine, that would be the Shechina. So usually the tachlis is there to be a yichud. A yichud, a kutcher b'chush chinte. And that yichud is, there's still, the zachar is still dominant, the zachar is still, higher, and the shechina is still lower, but l'maisa, they build the bayis nem b'Yisrael, you know. The Rabbanu Shalom, there's still shefa coming into the world, and the world receives it, and it's good. But l'maisa, the world that's receiving the shefa is still on the bottom. The word amen is begematria 91, yeah? So 91 is begematria havaya adnai. But listen to how, but the Rashash was megala, a different way to get to 91. Take a look at the Siddur Rashash. Yichavein, shechoyzer mizun panim upanim. You should have in mind by amen that zachar nekeva, Shmushchinte are coming face to face. So, the bracha is the infrastructure being set up to allow the chasana to happen. But the actual chasana takes place with the word amen. But here's the nakuda. V'nasim beis shemais memhei. But now, what happens is, instead, the yichud of amen is not havai adnai, says Rashash. The yichud of amen is they both turn into yudke vavkes. A Yudke Vavke, you can spell it, Yudke Vav is four letters, but you can spell it in full. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, right? You spell each letter in full. If you do that, then Yudke Vavke turns Begmatria 45. So instead of Havai Adnai, think of them as both two Havayas spelled out in full, where it's 45. 45 and 45 is 90, plus the Koilel now is 91, that's Begmatria Vame. So he says, Yichavin shechayzin zun panu panu, v'nasim bei shemes ma, shema koilol gmatri havai adnai misper amen. What's the site of that? That's the site of this is the giloy that the Shechina is the highest thing in the universe. Because what's happening is, instead of the Shechina being lower, which would be the usual name of Havaya and Adnai, now what's happening is, first of all, they're both Havayas, and then there's the one secret koilol, that one additional, what's that? What's that koilo? What is that? That's the secret of Eisha Schael at Teres Bala. So in other words, what's happening by every Amen is a little bit of a window into this truth that the Shechina, instead of being on the bottom, which is the usual dynamic of Yudke Vavke versus Adnai, that Yudke Vavke, that's the secret, that's the mystery, that's above our pay grade. Adnai, that's a name that we're familiar with. That's comfortable, that's Lamatim Esar Tvachim, that's where we live. Becomes the secret of Amen, and Amen says that what? No, no, no. That name Adnai is really just as mysterious as the name Yudke Vavke. Just like Yudke Vavke could be manipulated to become 45, Adnai also, think of it as Yudke Vavke to 45, and that equals 90. But here's the second secret. Not only is that Adnai now converted to be on equal playing field as Yudke Vavke, there's a secret added number to get to 91. And that secret added number, the secret of the koil over here, is the secret of Eish Eschayil, which not only is now face-to-face and of even power with the Koyach HaZachar, but the truth is Eish Eschayil Teres Baal. The empty bag is the source of the Shefa. And the Zachar is really emanating from that. This is always the dynamic in the Kisvei Ari, when the Arizal talks about the highest Madrega of Yichud Zachar Nekeva. So usually he'll speak openly about that the highest madrig of them being face to face and of equal height, shava b'shava, so to speak, and that's highlighted by this nakuda of not only it being havai adnai, but they're two havayas, they're mamish shava b'shava of equal stature. But the Arizal will sometimes be merames this deeper truth, which Chassidus talks about, which is on the outside it looks like they're of even stature, but the truth is the Shechina is even higher. And that's the added koil, that added number one, indicating that they're not both even. It's not an even 45 and an even 45. There's one of them is higher than the other, and that's the secret of the Shechina. Daisha being higher than anything else, that's Amen. So this is true by every Amen. But by Birchas HaTorah, since Torah is the din of Torah is Torah Lishma, which the whole avoid of Torah is to produce this and to be megal this truth, that what? Shechina Susa Begavim Roimim, Eish Yisrael Teres Baala. So in the Dine Birchas HaTorah, Amen is a part of that. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Kishem Havai Ekra. What do you mean? Kishem Ekra. What do you mean? Kishem Hashem. The name of Hashem means the Shechina. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. Elokim is also one of those names that's associated with the Shechina. So the Indian is to be Magdil and to to show the greatness and the dominance, kivyocha, and the superiority of the Shechinah Kedoshah. It's from that emptiness that emanates all the Shefa that comes from. That's the set of Torah Lishma. Shem to it.